Chapter 57.
"This market is certainly well attended," said Waller, as he walked next to Reggie along the crowded and narrow streets of Gord. "But one could become quite claustrophobic." Waller glanced behind him. His two beefy guards were pushing past vendors and customers, struggling to keep up with the pair. Reggie had her market basket in her right hand, and her walking pace was brisk. She'd already purchased some things, including 6 hand-stitched table napkins from a man with his wares housed in an ancient van with ratty tires. He'd given her a good price and even a bonus item that rested at the bottom of the basket, but still within easy reach. A Beretta pistol.
"Well, the Saturday market is the big one."
"I can see that. Would you like me to carry your basket?" offered Waller.
"Never ask a woman that when she's in a shopping frenzy," said Reggie, drawing a laugh from the man. He held up his hands.
"I defer to the consumer expertise of the fair sex."
"Thank you."
Reggie glanced over Waller's shoulder and saw the sign. On cue, a car started to putter through the crowds, and the mass of people slowly moved out of the way to allow the vehicle to pass. Reggie counted off the seconds along with her footsteps. She had to hit her marks precisely.
"That's strange," she said, as she stopped to look at a pair of sandals hanging from a rack at one vendor's spot.
"What?" asked Waller.
She pointed over his shoulder. "I've never seen any Muslims here before."
Waller jerked around and stared across the road, where 2 bearded men in starched robes and turbans were climbing out of the dented car that had been puttering along.
"Oh my God, are those guns?" exclaimed Reggie.
Waller looked for his guards, but then several loud bangs sounded, and the street became filled with dense smoke. People screamed and ran blindly, crashing into racks of goods as well as each other. Waller called out for his guards. He couldn't see them anywhere. That was because they were both on the ground, having received well-placed blows to the back of the head. A young woman raced past them, shouting, the items in her market basket cascading into the street. Everywhere there were screams and sounds of people running. 2 more twin bangs occurred, and the smoke in the street grew thicker. From out of the haze, the 2 men in robes and turbans appeared with guns out and protective masks over their faces. They had the street completely blocked.
"Shit!" exclaimed Waller, as he saw them approaching. "Evan, do you know those men?"
"We need to get out of here, now!"
She grabbed his hand. "Quick, I know a way."
They raced down a side street off the main courtyard. The street dead-ended here. Waller looked up and saw the church's bell tower.
"There is no way out!" Waller screamed in fury. "There is, but we have to go through the church. It'll put us on the other side of the village. Remember the way I showed you before? It's the only escape route."
That was why she'd shown him the route earlier, so he would know it was a way to safety. It was risky, but otherwise she could not have counted on him following her. Only this time, she would not be leading him to safety. To give urgency to their flight, a well-timed bullet whizzed over their heads. Waller turned back to see one of the Muslims rushing after them.
"Oh my God, they're shooting at us!" screamed Reggie.
"Just keep moving," urged Waller, grabbing her by the shoulder and thrusting her forward.
"To the damn church, quickly!"
Reggie pushed open the door and Waller followed her in. He slid a heavy credenza against the door before turning toward the altar.
"Who are those men?" gasped Reggie.
"Not now. Move." Reggie and Waller raced down the set of steps next to the altar. They passed through a door which he locked behind them. Running down another set of stairs, they came out into an open but darkened area. Here was the critical moment, Reggie knew. The passage they'd gone down previously to exit the church was to the left. She was counting on the fact that under the extreme circumstances, Waller wouldn't remember that. She turned to the right. Waller glanced back up the stairs as something crashed overhead. "They've gotten in the church," he exclaimed. "Come on, Evan." She pulled him down the passage to the right and into the room. The walls, ceiling, and floor burst with light. Waller shielded his face against this brilliance. When he looked at her, Reggie was pointing her pistol at him. "Welcome to hell, Feta Kuchen," she said.